Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Colin Sullivan is with me in studio today with all the positive, the good news that's been happening worldwide. How are you doing?
I'm good, Andrea. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad at all. You've loads of pet stories to kick us off.
Yes, Andrea. So a new Connemara Pony Heritage Centre has been opened in the Connemara National Park in Letterfrack in County Galway this week. So it's a centre that is going to be free to visit and open 7 days a week. And it aims to pay tribute to what is the Connemara Pony, which has long been recognised.
Not exactly Black Beauty, but...
Yeah, not exactly Black Beauty, but it's Ireland's kind of native breed.
Yeah.
And the first ponies that arrived at this national park in Letterfrack was actually in 1980. And they were descendants of ponies gifted to the state by Erskine Childers, one of our Irish presidents. Have you ever been on a horse?
Oh yeah, horses? I was big into horse riding.
Really?
As a kid. Yeah.
No,
very
I was on my first horse last year.
Oh really?
Yeah, and I actually loved it. Now I really, really enjoyed it. Like I thought it was like a great experience, and
I did it for years.
I kind of got into it, this is one of those things that you see, and people will love to go to American tourists, all that. It's great for the area. And like, I spent time in Connemara in the Gaeltacht and stuff like that. And it's going to, I suppose, be one of those amenities that will kind of boost tourism in the area.
Tourist attraction as well.
Yeah. And the centre have said it's going to offer a unique equine personality contribution to Irish life. But also, I did a bit of research, and horses actually can help you with anxiety. So, riding and caring for horses can provide soothing rhythms, distraction, trust, and emotional peace. And horses are known to mirror people's emotions, offering insight and support, so to help reduce things like trauma, addiction, low self-esteem, and antisocial behaviour. So if you are in that realm of, or in that area of Ireland, do head out to Letterfrack and visit the new Pony Heritage Centre. I'm sure it's great to have.
Yeah, good stuff. The first pups, or the first dogs, is that what we call?
Oh yeah.
Michael D. Higgins.
Michael D. Higgins dogs, yes. So obviously we sadly lost Brode and Cheetah along the way during his time in the Oris, but Mishnock remains, the famous Bernese Mountain dogs. Like, they're just absolutely stunning, gorgeous dogs.
Yeah.
And you can tell they adore Michael D. Higgins so much. And almost when...
Probably adored living in the
Oris as well. Wouldn't you though? I'd love to go and stay there. But Michael D. Higgins is obviously ending his term in presidency in the Oris Anuk Throne, and a post on Instagram this week from @MeathBernese. So it's a group of kind of people who have Bernese Mountain Dogs. They've invited people to join them for a farewell walk in the Phoenix Park this Sunday the 9th of November, to bid farewell to Michael D. Higgins and his lovely dog Mishnock, which I think is just a lovely token of kind of like see him off kind of into the sunset, because they were such a part of the 14 years, the three dogs, Brode, Cheetah and Mishnock. And it's just one of those nice stories that you see kind of in the news, that these people are doing something to recognise Michael D. Higgins' time in the Oris while recognising the lovely dogs at the
good
same
stuff.
Time.
Now, the sexiest man alive has been announced. Dancing through life.
Yes, Andrea, Jonathan Bailey. Are you aware of Jonathan Bailey?
I know from Wicked, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
yeah, but
plays,
only from that.
So he plays Fiero in Wicked, but also is in Bridgerton.
Okay.
So we would have had him in
Bridgerton. Not a Bridgerton fan,
and also Broadchurch, which was kind of that ITV drama.
Oh my God, I loved that.
Do you remember he was the reporter?
What?
He was the young reporter in that. So that
totally
was,
forgot that.
Yeah, so that was kind of his first kind of ITV.
That's a brilliant show.
It's an absolutely excellent show. I love Broadchurch and I wish it would come back.
I think it is. Anyway, go on.
Matter for another day. But the 37-year-old Jonathan Bailey said it was a huge honour to be bestowed with the sexiest man alive.
Well, title, isn't it?
Do you agree?
Oh, he's very, very attractive.
He's very handsome,
yeah,
isn't he? And do you know what? Actually, the first openly gay man to be honoured with the title. So big nod to him there. But other men that have gotten the award over the years, Blake Shelton, Adam Levine, Idris Elba, Channing Tatum. But I think there's a lot of people out there who love Jonathan Bailey for not only his looks, but he's a bit of crack. He's kind of a bit tongue-in-cheek, a bit funny, and you've seen him on the press tour of Wicked last year. He was kind of one of those gas characters that you got to, like, I suppose, get to know. But I'm absolutely in agreement with People magazine in this one. I don't think there was, well, nobody comes to mind to, I suppose, take it off him this year. He was one of those stars of 2024/2025.
He says it's a huge honour. I suppose it is.
Yeah, he was incredibly flattered, but said it was completely absurd.
But isn't that what kind of makes him pretty sexy? Is that he's laughing it off.
You kind of have to take it a little bit tongue in cheek.
No
Irishman. Paul Mescal's probably in line for it probably next year or something like that.
Maybe plenty of Irishmen.
Oh, plenty of Irishmen. Barry Keoghan, not to mention. But there's loads.
Now, this is my favourite story of the month. I'm pushing up, I'm looking down, I'm working on my thus far, rather an inspiring thing.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king. Yes, Andrea, the Lion King there. But there was concerns during the week in County Clare of a lion being spotted in the Mount Shannon area. Now, like, I've actually seen a lion in person. We were in Zambia many years ago in school, and they're huge creatures. Like, they're absolutely insane. So the idea to me that there was people spotting a lion in a wooded area.
This story kicked off online during the week in County Clare, and so people, all sorts of witnesses had spotted this lion.
Yeah, so a video circulated first on social media sites and WhatsApp and it showed an animal that almost did look like along the lines of a lion because of the way his hair was cut, entering a wooded area. And on Tuesday, after some investigation from members of An Gard the Síochána, they said that the lion was actually a dog named Mouse.
Now, in their defence, right, from a distance, Mouse the dog is a, what, he's a huge looking dog.
So he's a Newfoundland breed.
Yeah, she's massive.
So he's kind of one of those big, massive, burly dogs. But it's the way his hair is,
his hair is shaved. The whole torso of the body, I don't know if people have seen the photograph of it. The torso of the dog is totally shaven. So he just has kind of like, effectively
almost
like a mane.
Yeah.
And it is that kind of browny, very fluffy, bushy mane around his face and ears.
Can you imagine the WhatsApp coming into your local community groups?
A lion can kill a lion. For anyone just joining us in County Clare, it's not a lion, it's a dog called Mouse.
A dog called Mouse, and he's huge. But he looks gorgeous, and I'm sure he is a great pet to some owner down there. But yes, he is not a lion, Gardaí have confirmed this week. But it's one of those typical Irish stories
could
only happen in the west of Ireland.
That's fantastic. Now, this is, they've started, they're already, they're out, they're released, you can't escape them.
Andrea, Where Love Lives by Alison Limerick there. Obviously a huge 90s classic, but it kind of got a bit of a resurgence this week to the John Lewis Christmas ad.
I only saw it this morning, actually.
Are you a fan of Christmas?
I do. I like the ads.
I like the ads.
And I do
well.
Like the John Lewis. Every year it becomes
a
talking
point. Yeah, we've
seen
things like in the past, remember the kind of animated bear and the hare, and he was giving him an alarm clock to wake him up after his hibernation. And that kind of gave a resurgence to Keane's song, Somewhere Only We Know, sang by Lily Allen this time around. But this ad basically tells the story of a son who kind of looks, I suppose, one of those angry teenagers, but he's left a vinyl underneath the tree for his dad. His dad finds it, and lo and behold, it's Where Love Lives by Alison Limerick. The video transports him to a nightclub to kind of relive his clubbing days, and where he's hearing the song. And then slowly but surely, he starts to reimagine his son as a younger child and say, okay, I obviously would love to relive my clubbing days, but I have a lovely family and a lovely son. And actually, in that part of the song, a new version of the song Where Love Lives by Labyrinth, the singer, plays underneath it, and we can hear that now. For everything you give, so will I give something to do. I'll take you down, deep down where the love lives. So, like, it's kind of one of those things where Lily Allen took off with Somewhere Only We Know a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
This song might, I suppose, see
that's the real emotional Christmas pulling at the heartstrings sound to that now, isn't it?
And the line that comes up at the end is, if you can't find the words, find the gift. Alison Limerick is actually a fan of John Lewis, which I found absolutely hilarious.
I don't know why they chose me. All I know is that I got a call from my manager who happened to drop into the conversation that that John Lewis wanted to use Where Love Lives as part of their Christmas campaign. And I squealed really loudly for quite some time because, whoa, yeah. I mean, I'm a John Lewis fan. I shop there. I've got a card.
She has a card for John Lewis.
Brilliant.
Yeah, well, the ad was lovely.
I find a lot of those Christmas ads actually very emotional.
Yeah, I did find it very nice.
They're always based around bereavement and,
yeah,
you
well,
know,
I suppose this one was kind of a little bit kind of a left field compared to the bereavement kind of stories. It was about clubbing. It was about going back to your roots, which I kind of loved. It put a smile on my face, Andrea.
Yeah, well, that's all we want in a Wednesday afternoon at 20
to
2.
And we hope we put our listeners smiling.
Cathal O'Sullivan, thanks a million, as always, for joining us here with the positive stuff that's been happening this week.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.